This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come out!
Look at the Dukester.
Come out! Like, you knew who that kid was.
Nobody
before
knew
he...
him.
I knew him. Everybody knew him.
Nobody ever heard of this kid.
Coming out of the CFL.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody,
leading receiver in the
everybody's
CFL.
Everybody's just glued to the CFL.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, 50 years of rock and roll, 14-7, massive Bills road win yesterday. Your Buffalo Bills are 4-1 going into the bye.
Goddamn, boys.
With the Dolphins 2 weeks away. Come on! Also, the Sabres are 2-0. Come on!
All right.
And it scares me how well I know you, Tommy Mueller.
You don't know crap.
Oh, do I? Do I not?
No, you don't know.
Because every year it happens the same way. You make a couple of good picks.
Yeah. Well, there's a, you know, things trend up and down.
No. It's not trending up and down. It's your personality because
you it also trends up and down.
You cannot handle success at all. You make a couple of good decisions.
Riding high.
You start to get arrogant.
Oh, yeah.
You start to run your stupid
Hot
mouth.
Picks.
And all of a sudden, the house catches on fire.
My guaranteed lock of the week
is still locked, as a matter of fact. Tommy made some predictions on Friday. Mm-hmm. It's time to pay the fiddler. Kimmy, are we ready to get this started?
Yes, we are.
Go ahead. Oh.
Tommy told it like it is, and now we find out how it was. Buffalo. New lay excuse post-game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Prior to 2 weeks ago, you were, I believe, 7-3.
Yeah.
Then you went 1-4 last week.
Yeah.
And this was your chance to right the ship.
Hit a little streak there. Uh-huh. Bad streak.
No, bad streak. We warned you.
All right.
We warned you last on Friday. Let's get our first prediction from Tommy Tells It Like It Is last week. Over under 1.5 an interception for Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota.
I'll take the over on that.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, the defense has been great.
You're believing in the Bills D.
Well, a little bit.
What is a little bit?
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
No, I'm asking you. You're the expert.
Well,
That's why
we'll
we do this.
To. You'll see. Right now, I'm saying the defense is I'm expecting big things from this defense.
You want to call your shot?
What do you mean?
Who gets the pick?
Yeah, well, give me some guys.
One that you have been part of the Bills Radio Network for the last 25 years. I don't know anybody on the defense.
I'm trying
even
to blank.
Though I have nicknames for multiple players.
We have a hint.
The Trey Train.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Trey Train.
What's his
Trey
name?
Trey Evans.
You're joking! You said it so confidently!
I know he did.
Do you mean Tre'Davious White?
Yeah, Trey. What? The Trey Hay Kid.
Okay.
So I said the Trey Hay Kid gets a pick.
Okay. Marcus Mariota, Titans quarterback.
Yeah.
13-22, 183 yards, no interceptions.
He didn't get picked off once?
No interceptions for Marcus Mariota. And, I mean, that's what's so frustrating. Right. Like, we were talking this morning. If I was a Titans fan, I could not watch that game. Because as safe as Marcus Mariota is with the ball, that's what cost him the game yesterday. He was sacked 5 times for 33 yards. He had a QB rating of 13.9 at one point. No interceptions. He's too safe with the ball. He never forces it at anything dangerous. So that means you, as of right now, 0-1.
Well, he was getting sacked so much, couldn't throw the ball.
Well, no, but see, normally quarterbacks, most quarterbacks, instead of taking those shots, will toss it up. Marcus Mariota won't. He'll just take the sacks, which is putting him in 2nd and 12.
Information I did not have at the time of my picks.
Literally
Making
said that
it
to
not
you.
Too easy
you
for
didn't
the
say that.
Literally said it
nah,
to you.
No, you didn't say it like
that. Hey, Kimmy, you make a great point.
Yeah.
Those sacks that he took.
Oh, yeah. Definitely made that kicker's life hell.
That's why you missed 3 field goals and had 1 blocked. It's because you're kicking from 40 and 50 instead of 25 and 30. But, hey, maybe you rebounded.
Right.
Maybe you did okay. Let's get to our second prediction from Tommy Tells It Like It Is on Friday. Over under 65 yards rushing for Bills running back Devin Singletary.
So they're probably going to go with the hot hand, though, right? You would go with the old man.
You could say
Sore Gore.
Or,
I'm sore coach. They're going to run his legs off.
You have that much faith.
They're going to run that poor old man into the ground.
Under 65 yards for rookie running back Devin Singletary. Okay.
Sit the child down.
All right. How many yards did Singletary have yesterday, Tommy? Do you know?
I don't know.
You serious?
I don't know.
You're serious?
I know Gore was in there a lot.
Frank Gore, 14 carries, 60 yards, had almost over 4 yards of carry.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Singletary didn't dress yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Ah!
So you
see, you still need the ding to let you know.
I don't remember his name being called.
Because he wasn't dressed.
Oh, that's why I don't remember.
Because he didn't play. He's still hurt. No.
Yeah, zero would be the answer there.
So I think that's the most exciting part about this Bills team right now. Mm-hmm. Is that Devin Singletary.
They got some weapons sitting on the bench.
Yes, right? Like, okay, first of all, Tyler Kroft, this tight end you spent a bunch of money on, has yet to play a snap for the Bills right now. You're waiting for him to get back from injury. But even better, Devin Singletary, when he finds a hole and he hits it, he's gone.
Okay.
Like, Frank Gore, as great as he is, like, it's only a matter of time before Frank Gore gets run down.
Well, he's old.
Yes, exactly.
He's going to get tired.
And listen, the Bills do not win that game without Frank Gore blasting that D-line in the face over and over and over again to square it out.
Yeah.
But the fact that you have a 4-1 record and you've won two of those games without Devin Singletary, who seems like a dynamic running back, oh, buddy.
Where's that British kid?
He's on our practice squad. They can't activate him until next season.
Oh, because he's British?
That's actually exactly why, but not for the reason you think. Right. Yeah, okay. So you're 1-for-1, actually.
Damn.
You're looking pretty good, 50%. Let's see how it went with your third prediction from Friday's Tommy Tells It Like It Is. Over, under, 7 snaps for backup quarterback Matt Barkley on Sunday.
Could you, but there's no...
Yeah, that's why it's hard, Tommy. It's called gambling.
Well, they did release Connor McDermott yesterday.
He's a tackle.
Yes, but opening up a roster spot for the potential to bring somebody in.
But here's the thing. There are also whispers that a roster spot was open to bring wide receiver Duke Williams onto the active roster.
Oh, the Dukester's back?
Count it.
We don't know. We don't know who that spot. We don't know who that spot's going to.
Well, then why are you telling me anything?
Because I'm just saying.
They said nothing.
She shouldn't have to tell you anything.
Oh, there's a spot, but I don't know why.
You're an expert. She shouldn't have to tell you anything. 25 years.
Why now they?
Big Daddy.
I say the kid gets a couple of snaps.
So you're saying over 7 snaps for backup quarterback Matt Barkley on Sunday?
Yes. Now, they should have sat that child down when he got walloped in that one series where he went to the sideline and he was hurt.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Should have sat Josh Allen down.
Yeah, because he was visibly in pain, and he just came off a concussion.
It was his hand that got hurt.
Okay, but you don't know that.
No,
the
he
guy's
was literally holding his
That's
hand.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. He's not literally, a doctor.
They had the doctor.
I tell the doctor things, too, and they find the things out.
Yeah, like when my head hurts, I grab my hand immediately.
Oh, I got a headache on my finger! No snaps.
He should have sat down. They should have put somebody and give him a series off.
You just said I'm not a doctor.
But technically,
they have a doctor on the
poor
sideline.
Poor coaching cost me one of my picks.
They have poor coaching. Josh Allen, career high 71% completion percentage
yesterday.
I understand
that, but we don't know what's going on in that kid's head.
QB rating of 98.3, season high yesterday. Josh Allen played, on the whole, the best game he's ever played as a professional quarterback. 23 of 32, 219, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Only sacked 4 times. And he played the game differently yesterday.
Right.
Wasn't as exciting, but he played it the way everybody wants him to play it.
All right. I just say maybe a couple of series down would have done him some good.
Yeah, so you are 1-for-2.
Okay.
But it's okay. You got one prediction left, and I'm sure this one went just fine. Our final prediction for Tommy Tells It Like It Is on Friday. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if they don't, do they cover the 3 points in Tennessee?
So they're a 3-point dog?
3-point dog, which means they're even on a neutral field.
Right. Southern ball.
Southern ball.
Heat.
Yep.
Wet.
Mm-hmm.
Muggy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look good.
Wow.
I think the Bills go down.
Do they cover the 3?
No.
You're good. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, just to be clear.
I'm saying they're going to lose on the road and they're not going to cover the 3 points.
Well, listen, two times they got a touchdown call back. The kicker can't hit crap. Tennessee should have won that game.
All right.
I don't know what the hell happened in Tennessee.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah. Well, it was like us. Like, we warned you last week that this team is all over the place.
Well, we've never seen anything like it in my 25 years.
Never seen anything like this. Despite the fact that both Kimmy and I were telling you, do not do what
you
were about to do.
You say the other.
Do not do what you were about to do. Okay.
The kid can't kick a ball.
You started off the season.
Mm-hmm.
We just looked it up.
Well, I got you know, screwed on this game.
You were 10-2.
Mm-hmm.
You were 10-2 walking into New England. And in the last 2 weeks... Mm-hmm. You've gone 2-6.
Well, because all of a sudden everything, the wheels came off.
No, they didn't come off. We literally.
Wheels came off, bro.
That game on Sunday went exactly the way everybody thought that game was going to go. Low scoring, defensive struggle. Whoever made the big play was going to get out with a win. And the Bills made that big play with Duke Williams. They did it.
All right.
All right, so
don't worry about it. I'll bounce back.
2-6 in the last two weeks. You need this bye week bad. You're hurting as bad as that Bills defense is injury wise. 226,000. We'll take a call. Maybe this will make you feel better.
No, it won't.
Victor's on CMF. Hey, Vic, how you doing, buddy?
You are so excited over this team that if you were a buddy of mine, I would be shaking you by the collar and telling you to wake up.
Ford once said what?
Oh my God! How can you be excited over this? They scored 14 points. I think only the Chiefs scored less this weekend.
You mean the highest scoring team in the NFL, Victor?
Right. They scored 13, and your team scored 14. How many field goals did the kicker miss?
Four. Oh, he missed three. Had one blocked. Yeah.
Five.
Three missed, one blocked.
All right. How many touchdowns called back?
That would be two on the same drive, yeah.
All right. You are out of your mind to be excited about this team. If they play a real team, you are in the hole. You're done.
You mean like the Patriots?
Yeah, like the Patriots.
You mean like the Patriots where they lost by six and their backup quarterback had the ball on the 40-yard line with a buck 40 to go and they were a block put away for winning that game?
You mean that one? You are blinded by the light, my friend.
You mean that? Of course, I'm happy to be blinded. I am happy to be where I am right now. Blind! I am blinded! I love it!
They actually should still be on their no playoff appearance if they didn't backdoor in last year.
Yeah, they're 4-1, though. Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
Backdoor.
2 years ago.
And still
four
a backdoor.
Hey, Vic, weren't you the one that called up and said that 12 guys play football at the same time?
You know what? I knew you were going to bring that up. One full pie, and I'm all over it.
Victor, always great to talk to you, buddy. Hey, if I'm blind, I'm loving being blind. This is fun. I'm having so much fun. Every Bills fan is having so much fun right now. How do you not love this?
Yeah, we'll take it.
Right?
Right, yeah.
After all the crap, it's been a Shawshank Redemption ending of 25 years.
Give me this note, that means.
Shawshank Redemption?
Mm-hmm.
The movie?
Yeah.
Why don't I know what that means?
What does it mean?
Like, I don't know.
You don't know what it means. Yeah. You had to crawl through the tube of crap for like miles.
Yeah, but I
don't know. 500 feet of crap.
Yep.
To get to his freedom.
We looks like we're the freedom, baby.
All right.
I'm taking my shirt off in the rain.
You're going to the beach.
I'm bare-chested.
Okay.
I'm looking for that little rock.
All right.
All right. We're going to take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.